KLYT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect is sponsored in part by Bosque Home Services, heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. 505-444-7200. That's 505-444-7200. Or on the web at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Thank you for your support of KLYT and our show, ABQ Connect.
It is so good to be back to doing live shows in 2022. We spent the first week having to replay best of ABQ Connects because we had a little stuff going around the office and wanted to make sure everybody was safe and sound. Everybody's doing well, in case anybody's wondering. I'm joined in studio now by Dennis Popper. He is the co-chair for New Mexico Men of Honor. And on the phone is Justin Gibbons, the founder of Limitless Outdoors Hunting Ministry. Gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Good to be on.
Justin, do we have you? We have you loud and clear, Justin. Can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you well.
Outstanding, outstanding. Hey, we have an event coming up, January 28th, pretty quick. It's called the Beast Feast. Dennis, tell us about Beast Feast.
Yeah, we're so excited about this. You know, Justin and I have been planning this for quite some time. Justin does some Beast Feasts around the country here and there and turned us on to this. So for our New Mexico Men of Honor event, we decided to do a Beast Feast. So Justin Givens, who is an avid hunter and he has a great ministry, he's going to be our speaker. But the Beast Feast, we're going to have some great food, some smoked pulled pork and chicken and all the fixings to go with it. But it's the 28th of January. We're going to have some heads displayed. We're going to have some hunting paraphernalia. We're actually going to even have New Mexico Game and Fish going to bring some trailers for youth archery and air guns. And so they'll man that. So it'll be an exciting time for the young guys. So we're really encouraging men to bring their sons or even a neighbor, young youth, to come along. And this is going to be a great event for the hunting outdoors community to come together and check this out.
Dennis, who's invited? Is there an age limit?
Yeah, you know, I would imagine from, you know, even a 5 or 6 year old would love to see all the heads and stuff and get into that. So I would imagine down to 5.
I want to go back now to New Mexico Men of Honor. How does working with men help wives, moms, and daughters?
Well, we are to treat our wives and our families as Christ loved the church. Well, for our wives, and we are to be a biblical man, right? We are to watch and look at Jesus, how he lived, and be honorable and love our wives as Christ loved the church and love our kids and grow them up in the ways of Christ. That's what he's called us to do. And so that's where New Mexico Men of Honor is encouraging that. This Beast Feast is going to be encouraging that for us to mentor young men up to be godly men. And to honor their wives and to honor their family and be, you know, in the community, we want to just bless and love others.
Amen. Introduce us to Justin and his ministry, Limitless Outdoors.
Well, Justin he came last August and got on the air with us. So he came and visited us for a day or two and with him and Andrew Pryor. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time together. You know, I just really appreciate Justin. About a year ago or more, I started watching some of his YouTube videos because I love hunting. I've grew up hunting. And I noticed that this guy articulated the gospel so well on a lot of his videos. I was like, wow, no one else is doing that the way he's doing it. And so I reached out to him with an email. I wasn't expecting him to get back, you know, whatever the Lord wants to do. So long story short, here we are. We have connected. We believe the Lord has brought us together. And our main reason of coming together is to honor Christ and to bring men to the knowledge of the gospel of Christ.
Justin, you are out doing something that you are totally impassioned about, hunting. You were just telling us off the air before we started today, you were out hunting on the river and shooting some geese. I'm fascinated with how you turn that into a ministry. How do you reach the hunting community with the message of the gospel?
You know, I don't think it's I don't think it's any accident that we have the desires that we have. You know, in Psalm 37:4, it says that when we delight ourselves in the Lord, he'll give us the desires of our heart. And so one thing that I am a huge advocate for is I believe that God has a ministry for every man, every woman out there, and that we're all built uniquely with these different passions. And in those areas that we're passionate about, we're going to be the most effective at reaching people that are likewise passionate about the same thing. And so, you know, my whole life, my salvation came about from hunting. You know, I used to make DVDs, and a pastor wanted to buy the DVDs from me, and he's the one who ended up leading me to the Lord. And then over the so many different pastors out and developed relationships all over the place. And the reality is when we're out and about in God's creation, you know, it's so unadulterated. You know, when you live in a city, that's all man-made. But when you're out in nature, you're out with the trees God made, and he said they were very good. You get a glimpse at God's glory, I think, when you're out and about. And so I think it's not a huge quantum leap when I start talking about the creator of the very thing that so many men are in love with. You begin to see that it's not so much the creation that you're in love with, but the creator, because the creation is just an expression of that great creator. Mm. And so the gospel is really a small bridge, I think, for a lot of outdoorsmen.
Amen. Mm. I'm thinking, and this is no criticism because I love where I fellowship at Calvary Church, but I'm thinking about churches around New Mexico. I'm thinking about the lights. I'm thinking about the worship leaders. I'm thinking about the pastors and how they prepare. And there's a lot that goes into that. Justin Gibbons sits by a fire in the middle of the wilderness with a camera on you, and you share the gospel. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, with a bear on the side of a hill, and that's my favorite video of Justin is him on the side of a hill after he just shot a bear, and he shares the gospel right there, and then later on he sleeps in that bear, sleeps in the covering of the bear because he didn't have a sleeping bag with him. But what an amazing view of what God has gifted Justin to be able to be around and be in and share with us.
Well, and Justin, I've watched a few of the videos, and you're going through some pretty tough terrain. Have you already prepared a message, or are you thinking about that while you're walking in, on a tough ridge somewhere?
Most of the time I'm thinking about it while I'm walking. I don't usually spend a whole lot of time preparing in advance, because a lot of times as you're going, I mean, first off, you're out there in the middle of nowhere for me, days and weeks sometimes. And so you spend a lot of time with the Lord, and he's showing me things. I spend, you know, one of my routines every day, I'm in the Word of God, no matter where I'm at. It's always kind of fresh. And I've always found that some of the best messages are generally the spontaneous ones, when you're seeing something really impactful and you finally make that connection in your mind.
Justin, I asked you this the last time you were on, but I liked your answer so much, I'm asking again. In one of your videos, you said there are two types of people in this world, free people and enslaved people. Explain that to us.
Yeah, I mean, when you look around, there's a couple of ways you can see it. You know, I look at people that are enslaved to jobs, to things that they don't even... You know, they don't benefit them. We just go through life just trying to survive to live another day. I actually just saw a thing a couple of days ago that really struck me regarding this question that you're asking. And it was a robot that was designed by, I think it was some Japanese guys. And the purpose of the robot, it was on display, and it was constantly bleeding out hydraulic fluid. And they dyed the hydraulic fluid red to look like blood. And its job was to clean up that hydraulic fluid and pull it back to itself. It was programmed to do that. But in the beginning, it would get it done in a timely fashion, and then it would have time to do these dances for people that were watching. But as time progressed, it found itself just pulling the hydraulic fluid back more and more and more until it finally ran out of hydraulic fluid and died. And the illustration there was so many of us are going through life just trying to stay alive. And Jesus says that he came to give life and to give it abundantly, but the thief only comes to rob, kill, and destroy. And it says that Jesus also says he who the Son sets free is free indeed, meaning that unless the sun sets you free, then you're a slave. And you can be a slave to anything. You can be a slave to your job. You can be a slave to different vices that we all know about. But the reality is that God has more for our life than just going through life trying to survive and make it another day. Like God has, you know, we look in Ephesians, God has great plans for us that he has ordained from before the foundations of the world. He's prepared good works for us. You know, you look at Jeremiah and he says he has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. And there's just this reality that we're either just surviving or we're thriving. And with Jesus, our life can have more meaning. And you're either a slave or you're free. And you know that, I think, by the ground that you're taking in life. And are you thriving or just surviving? Because I think slaves survive, and I think free people thrive.
Mm, I love that.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great poster right there.
Hey, I want to let everybody know, we are talking with Justin Gibbons. He is the founder of Limitless Hunting, Limitless Outdoors. LimitlessHunting.com is his website, and you can access all kinds of cool YouTube videos and other things through his website. Mm. He's sharing the gospel. He's showing you real, not enacted videos, right? These are real hunting videos, mm-hmm. Justin. Right.
Real as it gets.
Yeah. And I mean, you're going through some terrain that, my friend, you've got to be in some shape for. I think back to the, you know, you talk about, the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. I mean, this is, you got to walk everywhere back in those days, and you had to be in some pretty good shape to do that. Justin's kind of enacting that, but maybe in more of a fun way and sharing the gospel at the same time. What do you hope people get from your videos, Justin, when they go to your site?
You know, what we do, our goal is that we want to see people plugged into Jesus, to his church, and into a discipleship relationship. And so, you know, in every video, we offer people to go over to our website, and we wrote a discipleship resource that we call The First Mile, which will help people, you know, understand who God is, why we need a relationship with him, how to have a relationship with him, and then some fundamentals on how do we actually walk with Jesus, and then identifying what are our gifts, what is the purpose God has on our life. And that's really our goal. We send that to people absolutely free. We want to see people grow. And so, like I said, our goal in the whole ministry, and we know we're winning when this happens, is when people are plugged into Jesus, when they're plugged into his church, and when they're plugged into a discipleship relationship.
We have Dennis Popper in studio. He's the co-chair for New Mexico Men of Honor, and Justin Gibbons, the founder of Limitless Outdoors. They have a Beast Feast coming up January 28th at New Covenant Church, 7201 Paseo del Norte. Delicious dinner. There is a little charge, $15 kind of offset the cost. You can buy tickets on your website.
That's right. So go to nmmenofhonor.com, nmmenofhonor.com. And as soon as you go there, this poster pops right up and you can click on it. If you want to bring your son or a youngster, you get a 15% discount to do that as well. And then, five guys or more, it's a 20% discount. So, sign up early because we have limited seating. And this is up at, Steve Stucker's church, Dave Rao and Steve Stucker. Yeah. We're going to have a great time. We're going to be in the sanctuary. We'll have tables set up. And Justin's going to give a great message. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun to just kind of fellowship with guys and have things to look at as well. Hunting stories, man. There's no better stories than hunting stories.
You know, I as a former athlete, I remember all the fellowship I had with men, and then that kind of just stopped. So in our next segment, I'm going to talk to Dennis and Justin about the fellowship that hunting, that New Mexico Men of Honor, and just doing things with other men and why that's beneficial. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
The largest investment for a family is their home. For decades, Carlos Griego and the team at Bosque Home Services has been taking care of houses. Now, here is Carlos talking with Jim Williams about some of the most common issues homeowners need to know about.
Carlos, what if you've had a slow leak? Maybe you don't even know it's behind the wall. How dangerous is black mold?
Honestly, it's bigger here than it is anywhere. So my business partner, he ran a company in California for 20 years doing mold mitigation, restoration, flood damage, and that's why we do that here as well. We've done more mold mitigation here in the past 3 years than he's done in 20 years in California.
Bosky Home Services, online at HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200. That's HVACAlbuquerqueNM.com or 444-7200.
Pastor Drew here, and I want to invite you to check out Calvary Church Westside. We have so much to offer your family, from kids to student ministries, all the way to young adults. Church happens this Sunday on Coors Montano. Calvary Church Westside, where church is family.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We want to thank Ben Lucero and Indigo Mortgage for supporting the ministry of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700. That's 505-836-5700 or on the web at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect. Justin Gibbons, founder of Limitless Outdoors, on the phone with us, and Dennis Popper in studio, the co-chair for New Mexico Men of Honor. Dennis, you bring men together quarterly, and you try to attract men from different churches because you feel like that fellowship can help them go back to their churches and make them stronger.
That's right. So I'm also the ambassador for Promise Keepers for New Mexico, and we try to emulate what Promise Keepers is doing, is have an event, bring men from all different walks, all different churches to come together, and then get them excited and hear the word of God and excited about the Lord. There's nothing better than having a group of guys singing together and worshiping together, and then you get them filled up so that they can then go back to their churches and then disciple men or be a disciple. And that's what our model is bring guys together. We do it three times a year. Fourth time is whatever Promise Keeper event is going on in the summer. We jump on board with that. So we're very excited about this next event, Beast Feast, January 28th. Go to NM Men of Honor and sign up.
Justin, does this mean that after you harvest an animal, you're pretty good at cooking it too?
You know what? I'm an okay cook. My wife is an amazing amazing cook. But in the mountains, I end up being the chef up there. And my main meal when we kill something is we cut the tenderloins out of it, and I fry up a bunch of bacon in a pan, and then we cook like cubed up tenderloin in the bacon grease.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Bacon, baby, that's the way to go, always. One thing that I've watched, Justin, you do is that you've taken bear fat and then cooked the bear meat in that bear fat, and you said that's very good. I really would like to try that sometime. So is there an invitation?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we render down. I pack down a bunch of bear fat every year, and we render it down and have it canned in our house so we can use it all the time.
All right. Oh, wow. I got to try it someday.
I think we need to add a few recipes for some of this game on your website. What do you think of that, Justin?
That's a great idea.
Well, I remember my dad, he brought home a few deer. He loved going hunting, but I personally never really developed a taste for venison. Loved elk and some others, but I just never and everybody told me it's because you got to have a certain recipe, and loved to hear something about that. Is eating game pretty healthy for you, Justin?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one thing I always tell people, because there's a lot of people that don't like different types of meat, but I think one thing that we get stuck with in our minds is that all meat tastes the same, or should taste the same.
Should all taste like chicken, right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's kind of funny because we have a standard of what meat should taste like, but when you think about different fruits, like a strawberry doesn't taste like a banana, right? And so if you come into eating meat with the understanding that they all have their own distinct flavors, and the variety of those flavors is actually one of the things that makes it good. And you know, some meats are better than others. Elk is obviously my favorite. Deer's not bad. Bear's a very rich meat. But yeah, there's a lot to it, for sure.
Yeah. Dennis, why do you think it's so important for men to fellowship together? Is that really more common that they're not fellowshipping together? I just mentioned that I was an athlete at one time, but I'm not in the locker room with a bunch of men anymore. But I do myself believe it's important to be with other men. I've had multiple mentors in my life and some people that have really spoken to my life and stuck by me through tough times. Like when I went through a divorce, people were really speaking into my life. And that wasn't always just warm fuzzies. That was sometimes discipline and encouraging me in ways that I maybe would have rather been doing something else, but it was all beneficial.
Back in the 90s, I went to one of the Promise Keeper events, and I can't remember exactly who it was that said that you need to have someone older in the Lord feeding into your life. You need to someone that is at the same place as you're walking with Christ, and then someone you can feed into and help along. So that was a great analogy of knowing that we need each other to live this life for Christ. Doing it alone, it is going to take you much longer to mature in Christ. But with men around you and ones you're feeding into as well, that helps you grow as in Christ. And so we need each other. That's why men's Bible studies is so important. You need to be fed. You need to be talked to by somebody that says, hey, listen, I think you need to be doing this. Because this is what the Word of God says, and challenge you and be transparent with that other brother. So yes, you can grow much quicker if you're with somebody walking that walk of Christ.
Yeah. Justin, tell us about some of your recent hunts, and I don't know if you have some new videos coming out. We'd love to have a sneak peek at what you have going.
Yeah, you know, we had a really busy season. The fall, we're pretty much gone for 3 months straight, back-to-back hunting different places, and got a bunch of, we have 20 brand new videos coming out. We're on the Pursuit channel, so they air there first on TV, and then we release them on YouTube as well. And, yeah, we've got a bunch of Alaskan moose hunts, Colorado elk, Idaho elk and deer, and bear hunts, and all sorts of things.
Now, in those videos, I mean, I've tried to figure out how you figured out this idea. You're hiking up a ridge, and all of a sudden you decide to turn around and talk to the camera about Jesus. I mean, right in the middle of like a blizzard, Justin, where'd you get that idea?
You know what? So I was videoing hunts for a long time before I became a Christian, and I had all this footage, and I just spent honestly a couple of years asking the Lord how I could use my passion to bring Him glory, because I wanted every area of my life to bring the Lord glory. And I'm a pastor, a teaching pastor as well, but I believe that God can redeem everything. I mean, everything, not just from your family to your work to your hobbies. They can all be leveraged to bring God glory. And so I honestly spent a lot of time on my faith. And one day I was walking through the woods and I thought, you know what? I need to be real with these guys because I know the people I'm trying to reach. And I just turned the camera around on myself and I was riding a horse through the woods and just started talking. And, after I started to hone that a little bit, that just became our thing. And honestly, when we started, there were so many comments and emails, people telling me to stop preaching and that this was horrible and nobody was ever going to subscribe or like our videos. And now we just, you know, we reached 12 million people with the gospel last year. It was unreal.
Yeah. What do you think, Justin, about reaching people that have never darkened the doors of a church? Are you reaching out to a lot of people that haven't been to church?
Yes, that and people that had really bad experiences in church before. And I mean, I think, and we've all had bad experiences with church. If you've spent any time around a church, things happen because people are there. But the reality is, I mean, Dennis even touched on it earlier. Jesus gave Himself for His church. He loved it. And you know, the reality is that there's a lot of hurt people there, but there's so much life there. When you get around other believers, you know, we have all the verses, right? Iron sharpening iron. You have Ecclesiastes 4 talking about two is better than one. And the reality is no matter how badly we've been hurt by people, God still loves His church, and there's still amazing people within the church that can breathe so much life into you. And so it's really cool to see people that have never stepped foot in a church get that life breathed into them when they do step into a church. And those that have been hurt by churches re-engaging good churches, because there's a lot of dead churches out there. There's a lot of dead lifeless religion, but then there's also a lot of men and women who are just absolutely on fire for the Lord, and there's some great fellowships around the country for sure.
Dennis, you've shared with us about your experience with Promise Keepers, and you've shared this story as well. But I want to remind our listeners that one of the Promise Keepers event you went with, your brother was flying to the same event.
Mm-hmm.
He was unfortunately killed in a plane crash. And a lot of men came around you and supported you. And your life has really been changed for the better as your brother went home to be with the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord can turn a tragedy into an amazing thing. You know, that's one of the things I try to tell people when I see somebody hurting, even with an illness or sickness, is that, you know, don't waste this opportunity that God has with you right now because you're hurting. Then he can take you deeper in with him. And I've seen it over and over in my life, and I've seen it over and over in everybody else's life. And I think somebody even told me that one time, don't waste this opportunity for Christ to very much speak into your life. And so the thing that you said about a guy's coming around me, it was at a Cracker Barrel. I had called my wife to see just how she was doing, and she asked if Kenny, my brother, was there. And I said, no, I've been looking for him all this time, and so she told me the plane went down. You need to listen. You need to call the sheriff's department, and gave me a number. And I went back to my table at Cracker Barrel restaurant, and I told the guys, hey, you know, I was just with a couple of guys. I said, hey, it looks like the plane went down. So I went back to the phone and called the sheriff, and sure enough, listened to a recording that it was a Jerry Losey plane that went down. There was 4 fatalities, and I knew it was my brother and some other guys on there that I dearly loved. And so when I turned around after hanging that phone up, all of a sudden there was 15, 18 guys that grabbed me, pulled me in a circle. There was a bunch of Promise Keepers guys there at that restaurant, and I guess they overheard. And they prayed over me, laid hands on me and prayed over me. And that is a moment that always, every time I say this, it puts chills up my spine, because God met me there, and that was a beautiful moment. And he loved on me through a bunch of guys. And so I'll always cherish that. That's burned and etched into my memory of God showing up at that moment.
I want to ask both of you this question. Have, in your experience since that happened and in your ministries, have you had men that were hurting that were willing to share that with you? And did God put you in a position to help them?
Oh yeah, I there's no doubt that somebody that has gone through something you have, or even worse, can be used by such a wonderful tool of God just to come alongside you and love on you. See, I've been where you've been, or I've been worse where you've been, and I know that God has a great plan for you. You just need some hope, right? Hope that you're going to get through this.
Yeah. Justin, how about you? Have you been able to speak into a man's life that's been hurting? And I guess what I'm getting at is there are people that are hurting, that are men. And we've already said that your event here, and in our second hour or second half hour, we're going to talk a little bit about men and women hunting. The Beast Feast is actually for men, or men are invited, but it's really for wives, moms, and daughters, because you're helping men become the people that God wants them to be, so they can be spiritual leaders and good husbands and good dads and all of those different things. Justin, have you been able to speak into men's lives that you normally wouldn't share those kind of hurts?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been amazing. You know, one of the things that I think that I've been able to speak into a lot of men's lives is, before I was a Christian, I'd had an affair on my wife, and you know, we worked through that, and it's amazing, you know, between pornography and everything else, the amount of infidelity that's in relationships, but how God can redeem it and how God can restore it. And that's the thing, is that people need hope in their life. I don't know if you guys ever saw this study. There was a study back in the 1950s by, I forget the man's last name, but his first name was Kurt, and it was with rats. And he put all these rats in a bucket of water, and after a couple minutes they would drown. But he noticed a couple of rats that were domestic rats, actually, that had been helped out before in life. They would keep swimming for quite a while. So he decided he was going to try and introduce hope into the study. And the same rats that only made it 2 minutes before they drowned, right before they drowned, he would pull them out of the water and nurse them back to health. And then he would put them back in the water, and instead of giving up in 2 minutes, because they believed that they would be rescued, Those same rats would swim for over 60 hours because they believed that they would be rescued. And I think that's the key, right? Is when there's hope on the horizon, it's amazing the things that people can push through. And what God does is he uses us to speak that hope into people's lives. And some of the past hurts and things that we've gone through, we're able to tell people to keep swimming a little longer. It's going to get better. The Lord will show up. He will deliver you. He will fight for you. And I think it's a huge testimony of hope. And that's what we can do. You know, with the painful things that have happened in our past, we can share how God delivered us through those, how he sustained us, and we can speak hope into people's lives.
Beast Feast is coming January 28th to New Covenant Church, 7201 Paseo del Norte. What a fun event it's going to be. You're going to have the New Mexico game and fish. There's going to be some giveaways.
Oh, we have a high-powered rifle that we're going to give away as a grand prize and some other great giveaways. So, man, you got to come and check it out.
Register for the event at nmmenofhonor.com. Limitless Outdoors and New Mexico Men of Honor are both 501c3 organizations, ministries, and they hope you'll come out. We've got another half an hour with Dennis Poper and Justin Gibbons. Stay right here. We'll be right back.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
The 17th century French philosopher and mathematician Blaise Pascal made an observation that I think applies directly to one's relationship with God. He wrote, "We are usually convinced more easily by reasons we have found ourselves than by those which have occurred to others." In other words, we will learn about faith much more quickly by trusting God ourselves than by hearing about someone else who trusted God. God once told the Israelites when they doubted him about something, he said, "Try me now in this matter." He wanted them to put him to the test so they would have firsthand knowledge of his faithfulness. This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's faithfulness for yourself on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
From the KLYT broadcast studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
ABQ Connect would like to thank Essenmacher Family Dental for their support of KLYT. With services including children's dentistry, preventive dentistry, and more. Their new Albuquerque office is located at 8310 Palomas Avenue Northeast, Suite C, 505-372-0086, or online at snmacherdental.com.
If you go to our Facebook page, ABQ Connect, on Facebook, you will see this big picture of Justin Gibbons, Beast Feast, January 28, 2022. He's holding, the antlers to an elk.
Yep.
And what a great picture. Justin, you're not bad when you're on camera with a snow-packed mountain in the background.
I know. I clean up okay in the
mountains. Hey, Justin, we've been talking about macho things today, but is hunting really a sport for men and women?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of women that that hunt. I mean, I think you see it predominantly engaged by men, for sure. It's in our nature, the way that God, you know, we've been talking about how these men's events affect women and children as well. And that's because God has created man to be the tender and the keeper of not only his creation, but the family, the one who protects it, who guides it, who leads it, who keeps the family alive. And so I think hunting's one of those things that God has, programmed really deeply in the DNA of man. to have dominion over these creatures and to manage his creation.
Justin, how is Limitless Outdoors supported?
We are 100% donation supported. We have a couple of sponsors, but for us, we believe we only have so much time and we don't want to sell products. We want to preach the gospel. Hmm. And so as we've honored that, the Lord has provided through the generosity of his people. And that's the way we're funded.
Hey, I want to ask you about a fellowship question. As you were learning to handle a firearm or a bow safely, can you remember the people that taught you that? And was that really a relationship builder for you?
I was fortunate. My dad taught me everything I needed to know about firearms, and I learned the rest on my own after shooting a few people. we've had some really close calls out in the mountains, and you learn more and more. And by the grace of God, nobody's gotten hurt. You know, you just sometimes weird things happen. Obviously, you can't figure out life on your own. I mean, there's so much of life depends on discipleship, and you can get through life without other people teaching you, but it cuts the learning curve down and it leaves you because you're so frustrated when you're trying to learn something new all on your own and figure it out. And when somebody cuts that learning curve down, it gives you more time to just enjoy the love of the game, the sport, whatever it is.
You know, I'll never forget. So my dad died in 1975. I was 12 years old, but he did take me on one deer hunt that I'll never forget. And I remember walking in his footprints to be quiet, as quiet as I want, because he'd look around. He would, turn back to me. You got to be quiet now and don't make so much noise with your feet. So, I mean, I don't know if you've ever walked with a new hunter, but they're just kind of clubbing through the forest, but I have so many times, turn around with my sons. Hey, you need to be quiet. You got to roll your feet as you're walking to be quiet. You got to be able to sneak up. But some of the most precious times that I can remember was when my dad was teaching me how to hunt and just following him, and we're sneaking up on a deer. That was a rush. That was such an exciting thing to be able to experience with my dad, because the coolest thing is to be able to tell the story after it was all done. And you tell that story for years and years, some really cool stories. I have had some amazing stories that I've heard from guys or me sharing with other guys. And there's nothing better than sitting around a fire with a bunch of guys talking about your hunting stories.
So both of you have testified about some pretty special time you spent with your dads.
Mm.
I have a great dad. I mean, he spent unbelievable amount of time with me. I guess I have a question for men that haven't had that experience.
Mm.
Is it too late for them to have that experience? Can they have that mentor, almost father figure in their life, with, say, an older spiritual man to help them, encourage them now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I it's interesting. Now that I'm older and Austin, my oldest son, he's now teaching me how to hunt on some things. You know, he's an investigator. He knows his gun. He knows the caliber. He knows how flat it will shoot. Things that I haven't really looked into, and now he's teaching me, and we're going together. Well, you know, I'll teach him things as well, even now. But, man, what a relationship to have to continue to hunt with your kids. And, I hunt with Ryan as well. And then even my daughter, I took her out, had her, in the, Taylor Mountain. She was all camoed up with a 50 cal, muzzleload. It was a elk hunt that we didn't get to see too many, but man, we had some special times. It was freezing cold in the mornings, but we had some great stories from that.
Yeah. Justin, 21-year-old man listening right now, maybe hasn't had the father-son relationship that you described. Could they have something that would be even better now with other men, Christian men that were willing to come alongside them?
You know, I don't know. I'm kind of a realistic guy. It's one of the horrid things of this world that we look forward to being with Jesus about, is that, you know, for some guys, the father's not there. And one of the things, though, that I've seen is one of my favorite accounts in the Bible is David and Jonathan. And there's this sweet love between these two best friends. And, you know, you don't always have somebody has to go out of their way to be a father figure to you. And it doesn't, you know, realistically, I've just watched a lot of lives and sometimes it doesn't happen. But one thing that is amazing that I've seen, is when that Jonathan and David relationship happens, when you're just so, you're so close. And I'm a huge advocate for that. I'm a huge advocate for guys stepping out and taking young men and women, hunting, but also friends, you know, becoming friends with somebody that is a hunter, that is willing to take you under their wing. I don't know, God uses different people at different times in your life. And so, yeah, there's always hope, but people, God loves working through people.
Mm. Yep. I'm so excited about this, Beast Feast that's coming up. We want to keep mentioning it, January 28th. You know, we're going to be encouraging men to get with, youth and take them hiking, fishing, hunting. And we're going to have Chip Lesko over there to, just tell us a little bit about the campaign he's going to start. It's called Where's Dad? And so he's going to mention that to us and give us a little insight. And then we're going to have LifeQuest, talk to us also about, connecting guys with youth to be able to be a mentor to them. So we're excited. That's one of the things that we want to have happen is we're going to have New Mexico Game and Fish bring a couple of trailers out. We're going to have, archery and some air guns, for the youth to be having a good time with that. And, so we're encouraging guys to bring their sons, bring some neighbors. And we'd love to see the hunting community, the outdoors community come together and hopefully some guys that really don't know who the Lord is, but this is an attraction for them to come. Hey, we've got some great giveaways. We've got a high-powered rifle will be a grand prize, and then we've got a lot of other giveaways of outdoor paraphernalia. And so we're excited about this to present the gospel to some folks that maybe have never heard.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned Where's Dad. That's going to be a campaign of our radio station, KLYT. And, of course, you mentioned Chip Lesko, our general manager. Where's Dad's a campaign about trying to encourage men, just mm-hmm. as you're doing now, both of you, to become the husbands, to become the dads that God wants them to be. Mm. And, you know, it's so important that men fill that role. It's a God-appointed role, and it's so essential for, you know, development. And I look back at my own experience as a youth and I just think about how much I appreciate everything my dad did. He took me hunting a lot of times. And Justin, I think I shared this with you. I went probably hunting with my dad probably 10 times and I didn't ever shoot a deer. We went deer hunting. But one time he came up to me and he said, son, I think that you've got buck fever and you're just not shooting the deer. So I'll go with you. And I said, Dad, let me take you somewhere. So I took him to this big clearing. I had developed a little blind. There was a big, huge pine tree with probably a 10 or 12 foot diameter trunk. And I had set up some logs crossing each other kind of in a triangle configuration. And so we sat down in this little area and I said, Dad, at exactly 10 o'clock, this whole herd of elk is going to walk into this clearing and you'll be able to reach through these logs and touch them. I wouldn't recommend it, but you can. And so my dad sits with me in this clearing and all of a sudden all these elk come in and, you know, he just couldn't believe that was my hunting experience. That's what I did every time we went hunting is I went to this clearing and watched these magnificent animals. And to me, that was hunting.
Yeah.
And he liked to harvest an animal and I enjoyed, I didn't like the venison, but I liked the elk. I mean, so yeah, I mean, I have, you know, different experiences for different people, but it was a very special time. In our last segment, Justin, you mentioned something that I would say most men would view as a weakness. You mentioned having an affair, while you were married and what a blessing that God's restored your marriage. But I want to ask both of you now, are there men that are secretly addicted to like pornography, alcohol, and even food that somehow have shame about that and therefore are enslaved by it?
Hmm. Wow.
Absolutely.
Go ahead, Justin. You start first.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it depends on the statistic you look at, but I think it's somewhere around 80% of Christian men are watching pornography on a semi-regular basis, some more than less. And, you know, I'm a pastor, and so, you know, you see people's lives on social media, and they look awesome, but the reality is that when you actually get in their life, there's some serious ground shrinkage. Mm-hmm. And it's a shame thing. It's an addiction thing too, right? I mean, people are looking for fulfillment. They're looking for life. They're looking to, a lot of guys, they don't have power. Maybe they're not leading their home, and it's hard to start. If you haven't been leading in your home, it's hard to start leading in your home. Because people get you, your wife gets used to doing her certain roles, and now there's this role change, and there's so many factors and facets of why people do what they do. But yeah, there's a lot of men that are secretly addicted to it, and they would love to give it up, but they have no idea of how to get there.
We're going to have one more segment with Dennis Popper and Justin Gibbons. I feel like I could talk to you both for 2 hours. Unfortunately, I only have an hour, so we'll have about 12, 13 minutes when we come back. So please stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
Now this about Technicolor Joy from Skip Heitzig.
Paul understood that if you become a Christian and you follow Christ boldly, that the Christian life is not a playground. Man, it's a battleground. He got that.
Skip also has this to say about living out the gospel.
When Paul writes, let your conduct be worthy of the gospel, that's his way of saying that your practice must match your proclamation.
Skip has some excellent Bible reading plans. Look for them on YouVersion.
If you're called Christian, then live up to the name. A Christian must never live beneath his theology. A Christian must never live beneath his belief.
Here's more from Skip in this hotspot.
So consistency is the first tool, weapon, strength that will help you stand when the world wants you to fall. Here's a second. Unity. Hotspot.
This is a fresh thought. Listen up to Levi Lusco.
It seems to me that if you want to do something great in this world, you have to be willing to be called crazy along the way. The telephone, the automobile, all at one point ridiculed as being just completely delusional. There was even at one point a prevailing school of thought that figured that if man ever traveled 60 miles an hour for a sustained period of time, his body would not be able to survive that. And so it was argued that the train tracks that were being built across the country were going to do great harm. I love that even Jesus in his earthly ministry was called crazy by his brothers, who thought he was out of his mind and wanted to take him and stop him and put him in an insane asylum. Here's my advice to you as you follow God's dream for your life. Welcome the weirdness. You can call me crazy anytime you want. Here's to the crazy ones.
For more fresh thoughts, go to levilusco.com.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dennis Popper, the co-chair of New Mexico Men of Honor, and Justin Gibbons, the founder of Limitless Outdoors, are both on the phone with us today. Justin's coming to town on January 28th. He is the special speaker for Beast Feast. It's going to be held at New Covenant Church, 7201 Paseo del Norte. Nice dinner involved.
Yes.
New Mexico Game and Fish is going to be out there with some shooting and some fun things for people to do. You're going to are you oxygening or are you giving away a prize?
No, it's raffle, free raffle. Mm. Yeah, so high-powered rifle and some other hunting paraphernalia. It'll be awesome. You can go to NM Men of Honor and sign up. So just go to NM Men of Honor, and the poster will pop right up, and then you can – get in there. Now you can have a son come along, 15% off. It's $15 a person. Or if you do five or more, it's 20% off. So sign up early. We have some limited seating. It's going to be great. It's up there at Dave Rao and Steve Stucker. It's their church up there on Paseo del Norte. So we are excited about what we're going to have. Some fun there. We'll have some deer and elk heads to look at. And I just talked to Justin Zemke. He's going to try and get a mountain lion skin over there and head, and that'll be cool to look at. He's got a bunch of other stuff that he said he's going to bring too, so it'll be fun.
You know, I've heard that we have mountain lions in the Sandia Mountains.
Oh, yeah.
That they've actually been seen toward the houses in the foothills.
Oh, yeah.
And that they're big.
Yeah, they're not small.
Yeah, well, that'd be kind of exciting. Everybody be careful out there. Dennis, is our culture trying to feminize or emasculate men?
You know, we were talking just a little bit ago that one of the things that's talked about most in my Bible study, I think, that we have every Monday morning is that there's a void in every person. God put a void in us. We need something to feel filled up. And the only thing that can totally satisfy us so that we're not destructive is Christ and Christ alone. So his word keeps us filled up. We look at his word, and then when we obey his word, the Spirit of God gives us the ability to obey his word, then we're totally filled, and we have something then to give others. We can lift up, encourage, love others. But in this world, it's just a click away on your phone, on your computer, on your iPad, and you can go to dangerous places. And not only does it mess you up, but it messes your family up, messes your marriage up, and it's very destructive. So yes, it seems to be easier to be destructive to those around you in our culture today.
Justin, I think there's people that would say that the media is trying to put out all kinds of noise to distract us or fill us up with things that we really don't need. But you're using the media for a whole different purpose, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, you just have to turn on the news to ruin your life. I mean, the reality is that it's a, I don't know, you know, in my lifetime, you guys are a little bit older than I am, but in my lifetime, I've just watched the news become this just negative, life-sucking medium, really. You know, you look at Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, and we're told to dwell on the things that are lovely and of good report and praiseworthy and noble and true. And when we do that, that God is going to be with us. And when we turn on the news, it's very little of it is praseworthy. It affects us. I mean, psychologically, physiologically, when we dwell on those things, it really does affect us negatively. But we see, I've wanted to delete Facebook so many times, but I see myself as being a lamp on a lampstand. And I think that that's what we have with the media and that medium that God has given us with TV and with YouTube, and a couple other things, is that we have an opportunity to be a light in those places. And that's what we're called to be in Matthew 5 in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, is to be a lamp on a lampstand, giving light to the room. So on our channel, we want to, and in the hunting community, we want to be a light in that hunting community, and we want to be a city on a hill. And so as we gather together, you know, a lot of what we're doing with this Beast Feast and New Mexico Men of Honor, as we gather together, all of a sudden we have a lot of light there, and we become a city on a hill, and we become a beacon of hope to others.
Mm-hmm. Can a man be godly, rugged, and masculine at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look at David. Mm. David was a man's man, right? He never, as far as I know through Scripture, we know that David never lost a battle. He started getting a little tired and old at a certain point, so he stopped going out to battle. But the guy was rugged. You look at Paul, and he was this grizzled gospel warrior. I mean, the man was whipped, stoned, beaten, imprisoned, shipwrecked. Constant peril. And he was not a soft-handed man. I mean, we know he was a tent maker, and so he had calluses on his hands as well. And he didn't back down from a fight. And, you know, one of the things that I learned over the years is that you don't have to have calloused hands to be a man. I've met many men that live in cities, and they don't do manual labor. But let me tell you, they stand in the gap for others. They intercede. They may not have calluses on their hands, but they have calluses on their knees. And they're just mighty men of God. And they're masculine, and they're rugged, maybe in a little different way. I mean, I'm kind of the ultimate man's man, right?
Being out there. Yeah, I would agree with you, Justin. You know, the amazing thing to me is watching a man that will humble himself before the Lord. That's more of a man than I'll ever know in the way of, you know, a guy that he's tough and he can make decisions and he can bull his way through just about anything. But when I see a man that can get on his knees and cry out to God in humility, and do war on his knees for somebody and intercede for somebody, to care enough about someone else to get on his knees and pray for that person that, God would, to heal or bless or love on that person through prayer. To me, that's an amazing man.
Yeah. Justin, how do you hear from God when you're outdoors in nature?
You know, we're told that his spirit leads us into all truth. Jesus says in John 17, verse 17, that his word is truth, right? And like I shared earlier, I spend time in God's word every day. And if I don't have my Bible with me, I have some different portions memorized. But then there's just that mysterious, and I try to say that with all reverence, there's just this mysterious way that God speaks to people. You know, I'm teaching right now out of Genesis, and Genesis is the men in Genesis that interacted with God. There was no Bible for them to refer to. They spoke to God and God spoke to them. And I think certain people hear in different ways. And when I'm out there, I spend time listening to the Lord, and it's just the nudging, the leading, and sometimes even the audible voice of the Lord giving direction to me.
Wow. I love that. There's nothing better than sitting next to a stream, listening to it trickle by, even in a tent, you know, at night. And, man, there's some special times that with the Lord in its quietness, God can speak his small voice. And you don't have to be there, but, boy, it's amazing when you are.
Justin, does your wife, and I'll ask Dennis this too, does she support your time away and in hunting?
Yeah, unbelievably. My wife is absolutely incredible with it. You know, we talk before hunting season, and we talk as a family about the reality that I'm going to be gone and why we're doing it for the Lord. And then we also plan something special for when I get back and go and spend some time together as a family.
Well, I'm excited. You said you're going to bring your son over here to New Mexico. You guys are going to first hunt in Arizona, and then you'll be driving over to here with Oliver. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. We're going to be hunting in Arizona this next week. And then as I wrap up there, Oliver and I are going to head over to New Mexico together.
That's awesome.
One of the things one of my mentors told me a long time ago was to take my kids with me every time I could. And so I've made a real practice of that, bringing someone with me every time I go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Justin, I'm going to pick on you. I think you might be getting a little soft, buddy. There's probably a little too much snow up there in the northwest. So you're coming down to the Arizona, get a little warm. That's what old guys do, Justin.
I'm a snowbird at heart.
Well, I just figured that I would say something derogatory since everything else has been really positive. Hey, what can I do? And you know what's funny is that you really do want to surround yourself, both of you, And we want to surround all of our listeners with people that are for them.
That's right.
You know, not people that'll take away from their lives.
Yeah. I know Justin brought up on his video Psalm 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. You know, David wrote that after he had seen some pretty gnarly things, right?
Gentlemen, what a blessing. We can't wait to see you, Justin, on the 28th. Thanks for joining us today. Dennis.
Yes, God bless.
Appreciate
awesome.
It.
Awesome. God bless you guys.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling, 505-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling, locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of staff or management at KLYT. If you missed any or part of today's show, the podcast can be found at abqconnect.online.